A researcher at the Rochester Institute of Technology is teaming up with universities across the country to take on one of the most complicated human cells. As WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, they're trying to build a neuron from scratch.
Momita Das is a theoretical physicist at RIT. She says figuring out how to build a neuron will blur the boundaries between physics and biology.
Neurons are one of the most complex cells, right, in our body. So the experiments are quite challenging and at the same time exciting.
Das says one of the ultimate aims is to help treat injuries like damaged spinal cords. She says the project might also help build computers that can handle ever more complex calculations. But there are some ethical concerns.
This is a high-risk, high-reward project, right? When you say synthetic neuron and network of synthetic neurons, somebody might think that, oh, you're going to build an artificial brain that can then, you know, replace human cognition, right? But that's not what we are trying to do.
Das says she's not worried about runaway science. She says the team knows it's important to be cautious with their research.
As scientists, you know, yes, we get excited about science, but we are also very careful people. And I think most of us have also grown up on a steady diet of dystopian science fiction. So I think we are all quite careful.
There's also an anthropologist at the University of California, Santa Barbara, who's working on the ethics of the research. That's Barbara Herr Harthorn.
Our point is to actually understand what the public's views are. We're really looking for how the public makes sense of this.
Harthorn says researchers' fears of public backlash are often overblown, but she says it's also important to understand where those fears are coming from. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.